Now he says in verse 9, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. Now, Paul says we have the authority, and I think that's what he means here. He said, as an apostle that has come and has led you to the Lord, founded the church, we'd have a right, we have the authority to claim an offering, but we want to set you an example. And they did it as an example to the believers in Thessalonica, that they might not be led to some fanatical sort of a position. I had a young couple. They had been in my classes when I taught in the Institute. They were inclined toward fanaticism. To begin with, they were what I call super-duper saints. They felt like they were way out ahead of everyone else, and their exam papers, they always got a C or a D on their exam. They really didn't know the word, but they affected the fact that they were very spiritual indeed. And friends, I don't think you can be spiritual and be ignorant of the Word of God at all. But they came to me after I became pastor, and they said they wanted to go to the mission field. And I asked them about support. They had attended the church I serve, but were not members. And I asked them about whether they had support. No. Well, I said, you mean you're going to the field without support? Oh, they said, we're going to trust the Lord. Well, I said, that's nice to trust the Lord, but can't you trust Him over here as well as waiting till you get to the mission field and trusting Him over there? Why not get your support here? Why not get under a reputable mission board and work with them? And why don't you do it in that way? And wouldn't that be trusting the Lord that if He's called you to go to the mission field, He'll raise up support for you and people will be interested in you and the Lord will lay upon their hearts and you will have your support and a mission board you can work in under? They know the field. They know how to do the mission work. Oh, no, they weren't going that way. They trusted the Lord, they said. And they were going to the field. Well, they managed to get out to the field, and they became casualties. They had to be brought home. Friends raised money to bring them home from the field. Now, I don't suppose that's necessary for me to tell you that they were separated. They got a divorce, and she, I think, is married again. He's, I understand, lost his faith altogether, if he ever had any. I doubt whether he did. But that foolish way of saying today that, oh, I trust the Lord. Well, Paul says, we're going to work, and we're going to do it to show you an example. Oh, we are missionaries. We're going to earn our way, and we're going to do it so that you'll understand. Because he's going to make a point of this.